The Arizona Court of Appeals ruled this week that a 2010 law creating two new at-large seats on the Maricopa Community College District Governing Board is unconstitutional. The judges said the measure violates the state constitution's ban on special laws since it only affected Maricopa County. Attorney Joe Canefield, now a partner with Ballard Spahr, worked for the governor when she signed the bill into law.
The courts have fashioned a test that allows for some flexibility, and this is a good example where legislation based upon population can survive constitutional scrutiny. But if it's written in a way where the reality is that there will only ever be one member of the class, then it's going to be struck down.
So in this case, if the law had been written to set the population threshold for community college districts that need to have at-large seats, might it have passed constitutional muster?
If it had set the threshold lower? Yeah, I think so. I mean, the problem here was that it set the threshold at 3 million. There's only one county in the state that has that, meets that requirement. The closest two counties are Pinal and Pima County, and they're, according to the ASU professor who was the expert witness on behalf of the challengers in this case, says it's going to be close to 100 years before any other county grows to that level. And that under the test that's been fashioned by the courts over the years when interpreting legislation in the face of a special legislation challenge, they ask the question, well, the class has to be elastic, meaning that persons, places, or things have to be able to move within and with outside the class. If that's not possible, there's not a reasonable probability, and that's the language that the court uses, of that happening, then it's going to be considered special legislation. And that's exactly what the court held in this case.
So you were with the governor's office when this bill went through the legislature and when the governor signed it. Was there a concern that the special legislation provision might be violated by the threshold of 3 million people?
Well, thinking back to 2010 when this law was passed, as I recall, the concerns expressed weren't necessarily related to whether the law was special legislation. The concerns that were raised had to do with the Voting Rights Act, because at the time, Arizona was still a covered jurisdiction under Section 5 of the Voting Rights Act, and all its voting laws had to be pre-cleared by the Department of Justice. The United States Supreme Court ends up striking down the formula for coverage, so the Section 5 goes away. Arizona is no longer a covered jurisdiction under the Voting Rights Act. The Attorney General then subsequently issues an opinion saying that this law can go into effect. So now here we are in 2014 with a law passed in 2010 that was really ineffective for several years because of the failure of the Department of Justice to pre-clear it. And we're now faced with a new Court of Appeals opinion on a different subject, striking it down.
Do you think that ultimately when the Supreme Court rules on this, assuming that it does, that it will be sort of precedent setting as far as what the legislature needs to do, as far as setting the threshold for writing legislation that maybe only affects a couple of different entities?
Very possible. This is the kind of case where, you've got a constitutional provision that's been on the books in statehood. You've got cases interpreting it over the decades. You've got a test that the Supreme Court applies, a three-part test that includes this elasticity component, which is usually where these cases are litigated. And then you've got inconsistent application of the test, so that it's ripe for consideration by the court. Not that the Supreme Court will change the outcome. I mean, it's very possible that the Supreme Court would accept review, which is discretionary, and affirm the Court of Appeals opinion. But it may do so in a way where it provides more clarity and more guidance to the legislature in terms of how the test should be applied in the future.
Attorney Joe Canefield. The state attorney general's office says it plans to appeal this week's ruling to the Arizona Supreme Court and ask the justices to issue their ruling in time to either include the seats on the ballot or not, depending on the decision. That deadline is in early September. KJZZ, by the way, is licensed to the Maricopa Community College District.